You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow a side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews. So let's get started. This is episode 43, How to Side Hustle and Not Get Fired. I mentioned in a previous episode that I have a new lens and approach to my Side Hustle Pro content and themes, and I want to share that with you today. In sum, I'm going to start grouping guests together under an umbrella theme each month to really drive home the message for that month. For example, April's theme is how to make a living doing what you love. So this month, you will hear from women who specifically started a business by doing something they already loved and were already passionate about and have turned it into a viable and profitable business. You see, many times, we're often given this advice when starting a business that we have to make sure we're solving a need and make sure we're creating something people want and that there's a demand for. And that can sometimes paralyze people, I realize. We're so worried about creating the next big genius solution and the next Uber that we're ignoring the passion that we already love to do. So that's why all this month, we're going to hear from women who tapped into that passion and then found their audience and then figured out demand and then transitioned from passion to profit. Before we kick off April's interviews, though, I want to address something that I've been asked a few times now, both in the Side Hustle Pro community on Facebook and in one-on-one emails and text messages. And that question is, how do I side hustle without getting fired? I think it's so important that I pause right now to address this question before we get into April and the how to make a living doing what you love month, because it may be the thing that's preventing you from taking your side hustle to that next level. So I'm ripping a question straight out of the Side Hustle Pro community on Facebook. And if you want to join us there, it's just sidehustlepro.co/Facebook. So recently someone wrote me, everywhere I look online, I see recommendations for entrepreneurs to create their social media / personal brand using their name, posting personal photos, sharing personal stories in order to relate to their audience. While I want to put myself out there, my fear is that it may raise some eyebrows from colleagues and supervisors at my current 9-to-5. My entrepreneur colleagues at work have advised me to start a business under a business name other than my own and be incognito. This way, it will be hard for coworkers and supervisors to know that I'm doing a side business. Their concern is that I will be perceived as not being serious about my day job or that I'm putting more effort into my business. I'm beginning to feel conflicted. Please help. Okay. So I'm going to get into my response to this question in point one of today's episode. I really want you to kick off April with the mindset that you can make a living doing what you love and that you can start doing that as a side hustle. And no, you do not have to be scared of getting fired. On today's episode, I'll break it down into 3 points. Point one, don't assume your employer will tell you no. Point two, create a schedule that doesn't conflict with work. Point three, what's in it for them? Know the benefits of a side hustle for your employer. But before we get into it, here's a quick word from our sponsor, FreshBooks. Recently, when I began looking for sponsors for Side Hustle Pro, I realized I only want to feature brands that are valuable to side hustlers like myself. And FreshBooks is just that. I've actually been a FreshBooks user from back in the day in 2011, when I used to freelance write and provide freelance social media consulting services. FreshBooks made it super easy for me to invoice my clients and track those invoices. Now that I have officially set up Side Hustle Pro as an LLC and opened my business bank account, FreshBooks was the first place I turned to because they help us side hustlers get paid quickly. And when you're side hustling, you know how important that is. To my pleasant surprise, FreshBooks has also gone through the bomb upgrade and has launched an all-new version of their cloud accounting software. The all-new FreshBooks is not only easy to use, it's also packed full of powerful features. So now you can create and send branded invoices in less than 30 seconds. You can set yourself up to get paid with just two clicks. And you can see when someone has seen your invoices, no guessing. So shout out to FreshBooks for this simple way to be more productive, organized, and most importantly, to get paid. So to get your free, unrestricted 30-day trial of FreshBooks, just go to FreshBooks.com/SideHustlePro and enter Side Hustle Pro in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Alrighty, so now let's get into it. How to side hustle and not get fired. First and foremost, point one, don't assume your employer will tell you no. Now, at first glance, you might not think this directly correlates to how to not get fired, but it's so important because believe it or not, when I was starting out with Side Hustle Pro, I was really worried about my employer being upset about what I was doing. I work for a major podcast producer after all. But then I was having a conversation with a fellow podcaster, Brittany Luce of For Colored Nerds, and she gave me a really good piece of advice. She said, don't tell yourself no, wait for someone else to do that. Shout out to Brittany for that. And what she was basically saying is a lot of times our fear causes us to not pursue things. You remember in that question from before, there was a big theme there of fear. And our fear is what causes us not to pursue things, but our fear is often unfounded. You know, wait for someone else to express a concern before you assume that they will and stop yourself prematurely from exploring a really cool idea. Side Hustle Pro almost didn't exist because of fear, and fear is just false evidence appearing real. I didn't make that up. I was also talking to my fiance Moyo about this, and he also shared that his high school basketball coach used to tell them, don't self-check, make somebody play defense and stop you. And that applies here too. So those of you who feel like you have to be incognito, ask yourself, do you really need to be incognito or are you self-checking? Also, do not let other people project their own fears onto you. Do not let those coworkers wrap you up in their series of anxieties. Make a decision based on what you want to do, not what someone else who is scared is doing. Also, consider how their own businesses are doing. You know, the person who asked the question in the group mentioned that these people are entrepreneurs. All right, well, take a look at their businesses. Do you want to replicate their pattern and the path that they're going down? Do not take advice from someone you would not trade places with. That said, and this is a big disclaimer and something that you have to do your due diligence and make sure you're not investing time into a business that is a conflict of interest with your employer. If you're creating a direct competitor to your employer, you're staring at a lawsuit, all right, my friends? So do your due diligence and research. But outside of that, make sure that you are not checking yourself. Now, on to point two of how to side hustle without getting fired. Create a schedule that doesn't conflict with work. So as side hustlers, we have to be diligent about keeping work and side hustle time separate. Now, how do you side hustle without getting fired? You got to do your work. In the previous question, someone was concerned that the employer would think that they cared more about their side hustle or they were putting more effort into their side hustle. Look, the only way that people would feel that way is if you're not doing your job. So first and foremost, you need to do your job. You need to follow through and get the job done so you aren't raising red flags as someone who is prioritizing their side hustle over their full-time day job that is paying the bills. And so what that means is we can't be lazy. We don't get to slack and we also don't get to slip. So that means we have to sacrifice some fun sometimes. But trust me, it's all worth it. So we have to set out and we have to make a schedule. You've heard me talk about this a lot on the show. The time management piece is so, so very key. And, you know, it doesn't have to be overwhelming. Like a lot of times we waste so much time during our days. And if we just snatch that time that we waste back from ourselves, we could put that towards side hustling. Like, you do not even have to go to the extreme when you're just starting out. Guess what? Setting aside 2 hours a day for your side hustle equals 14 hours a week. And do you know what you can accomplish in 14 dedicated hours a week? A lot, a whole lot. So when you're starting out and you're creating a schedule and you don't want to be overwhelmed, set aside an hour in the morning, an hour in the evening, or, you know, an hour at lunch, an hour in the evening, whichever way works for you. But just start out trying 14 hours and then, you know, upgrade from there and go and push yourself harder from there. But start out committing to 2 hours a day. You can accomplish so much with just that. Throughout my time as a side hustler, I've tested out many different schedules. I've tested after work. There was a time when my lunch break was my sweet spot, but as I took on more responsibility, that became harder and harder to do. So I shifted my schedule yet again. The thing about being a side hustler is you have to work around your work schedule. That is the key thing. If you have crazy hours, guess what? That means you'll also have to get creative with your side hustle hours. Episode 10 guest Courtney Sanders talked about getting up as early as 4 a.m. to get everything she needed to get done for her business and for her work into one day. I'm also a big fan of the after work hustle, actually. You know, summer is coming now and that may mean we have to miss out on a few happy hours, but that's okay. You know, I remember having drinks after work one day, and as much as I enjoyed the company and getting out, I couldn't help but be calculating all the side hustle work I could have achieved in those few hours. So your mindset also shifts when you become really focused and really serious about your side hustle. I just want you to know that you can do this. You can sacrifice. And more importantly, if you want to side hustle and not get fired, you have to do this. You have to create a schedule that does not conflict with work. And you know, in case I didn't make it blatantly clear, do not side hustle on your work hours. If you want to side hustle and not get fired, do not side hustle at work. All right. Now, let's get into point three, which is what's in it for them? Knowing the benefits of a side hustle for your employer. So this last point that I want to convey is that we should know that a side hustle doesn't detract from our full-time role. It actually enhances it. You have to know that, you have to believe that, and you have to own that. Having to put on your entrepreneur hat and run a business of your own only bolsters your understanding of the challenges your employer faces. So you basically need to have an elevator speech, so to speak, that explains why your side hustle is beneficial for your employer. And you need to have this down pat. So if you're ever questioned or challenged, this should roll right off your tongue. Disclaimer, there should be no defensiveness in your tone when you state this elevator speech and state the benefits to your employer. So just, you know, putting that out there, this is not a, hey, I'm only working. No defensiveness, guys. But you should have those bullet points in the back of your head ready to go at any time. To get you started, I'm going to share a few of my points. Now, these are not like, you know, the way I would recite it, but these are the overall key themes that I always keep in mind in case anyone questions my side hustle. So first one is a side hustle allows you to develop a skill set outside of work. When you side hustle, you're often starting as a one-woman or one-man show, and you're forced to learn everything from marketing to accounting, allowing you to flex muscles in areas you may not get to dip into at work. So for example, in my role, I have brought skills to my job that I learned on my own being a side hustler. For example, everything I know about paid Facebook ads, I've learned on my own working on Side Hustle Pro and promoting Side Hustle Pro. Everything I've learned about Shopify and e-commerce, I've learned from creating my own Shopify store, running my own sales, and seeing how that backend system works. And now I am applying those skills at work. So it's really cool to be able to say, hey, I developed this because of my side hustle, and here's what I'm bringing to work because of it. Another point is a side hustle helps you grow as a leader. So while at your full-time role, you often have to wait for 3 or 4 stakeholders to weigh in before you can make a decision. With a side hustle, you are tasked with making all of the decisions and to live with the consequences of that decision. And it truly, truly makes you grow as a leader. It enhances the way you think, how strategic you are when you are the one that has to live with the consequences of whatever you decide. Finally, and I think most importantly, a side hustle serves as an outlet. Often in your full-time role, you don't get to choose what you work on. A side hustle gives you an outlet to explore your passions and be creative in a way you don't get to be at work most times. That gives you energy and this renewed vigor that you can then bring into the office. Don't underestimate that point. It's so important to have an outlet and passion projects. There's been so much research done on it. So do look into that and do have that point as one of the reasons why you side hustle, because it's so important. And with that, I just want to say, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and start planting the seeds for your side hustle. And if you already dabble on the side, now is the time to up the ante. Join me over in the Side Hustle Pro Facebook community so we can talk more. I want you to take that first step this week. Visit sidehustlepro.co/Facebook to join. And there you have it. Talk to you next week. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you want to hear more from me, head on over to sidehustlepro.co/sidehustlecorner to get my weekly Side Hustle Diaries chronicles about my own journey from passion project to profitable business. And if you want to find me online, I'm at Side Hustle Pro on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Don't forget to join the Side Hustle Pro Facebook community. Go to sidehustlepro.co/mastermind. And as always, if you love the show, do me a favor and subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.